What's up? What's happening? You're not tuning in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. You can follow me on Twitter at KP underscore Trill. And you can follow the show page at Real Thinkers POD on Twitter. You can also follow us on Facebook, Real Thinkers Podcast. And I got two out of the other podcast hosts. It's really five of us, but only two showed up today. Slim, yeah. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? It's Slim. You can follow me at ambitious underscore Slim.
Day, what's going on?
What's up with it, man? Y'all can follow me on Twitter at just call me Day.
Hey, yeah, Jay Gray's still out. Make sure y'all send up some prayers for him if that's what you believe in, or smoke signals, or however y'all want to do it. He's out on the injury reserve. And then Tank is out this week, too, as well. She asked him to go take care of, which is none of y'all business, but you know how we do. We just going to let y'all know who not here. A lot has been going on. We apologize for the show not being up. I was sick probably like 2 weeks ago, but I had been suffering from insomnia, so I hadn't been sleeping. My doctor finally diagnosed me with this shit. He gave me like some really good medicine
to help you sleep.
Hell yeah.
I got some of that too.
That shit is so fucking good.
I don't like taking it because I feel like I may get addicted to it.
Well, it ain't even that. Like, dude was just like, I'm gonna give you some samples, and from these samples you just basically tell me which one works for you. So he gave me like 10 milligrams, 15 milligrams, and 20. I haven't even took the 20 yet. I took the 15. That shit be putting me on my ass. I think I'm gonna go with 10s though.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with the 10s. Just,
does it leave you refreshed in the morning? Or
I be like, I took the 10 and I was straight because I went to sleep. It held me asleep because I think that was my biggest issue. Like, I could go to sleep, but I wouldn't stay
asleep. That's my issue.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it actually had been going on for a while, but he think the steroid shot that I got when I went to the emergency room made it worse. So, that's another thing, man. Look, I'm probably being the biggest hypocrite in the world, but never after I had to go to the emergency room, I'm probably not going to do that ever again. Being hard-headed, black men, go see about yourself at the doctor.
Yeah, man.
I damn near died. Like, y'all don't understand.
Yeah, man.
I damn near died. I was in here. I think I originally got sick Thursday. Then Friday, I felt better, right? I went to work. I was good. I was playing. I made this little playlist on my Spotify called Happy Tunes. I'm in that motherfucker dancing. Folks like, man, I'm like, yeah, I feel good today. I feel great. Saturday, I wake up, I don't feel great again. You know, and I'm like, damn, I'm constantly trying to take medicine. But I thought I felt a little bit better. So I went and saw my goddaughter. She was in town. Went and saw my best friend. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, cool. So I'm finna go see my uncle because he was in town. Halfway there, I started feeling even worse. I turned around, came back to the house. I think I took the last of the third flu I had. That shit didn't really do nothing. And then that's when the fever hit me like that night. So I woke up this Sunday and I really didn't feel good. Now, I think I had talked to my mother and she was like, well, you know, if you start feeling any worse, you probably don't need to go to the emergency room. I'm like, nah, I'm straight. I'm good. I'm all right. That's all I kept saying. I'm okay. So I started feeling a little better for about 30 minutes. That shit went clean out the window. So I'm like, you know what? I'm finna go try to sweat this shit out at the gym. I'm finna go sit in the sauna. I went sat in a sauna on full blast for 35 minutes. Came back home. I felt worse than what I did when I went. At this point, my whole body hurt. And now, you know what I'm saying? My partner think I'm having a stroke because my speech is fucked. Like, the way I'm talking, I don't sound like myself. So he's like, bro, are you having a stroke? I'm like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm hurting. So I'm just like, I'm sitting on the couch, my whole body hurting. Like, I'm like, oh my God. So I called my mama. She wants to, like, me and my mama don't have this best relationship. So the first thing she wants to do is to argue about why I let myself get sick. I don't know how that fucking came about. But I'm like, look, she was like, well, go to the emergency room. I was like, I can't drive. Like, I'm hurting. Like, one, I really can't see. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on, but I'm fucked up. So by the time we get to the emergency room and they took my temp, I thought my temp was 107, but
she
that was
took you?
It was not 107. It was actually it was 104.
Because when you said 107 in the text, I was like, damn, he on the verge of death.
Yeah, it was 104. But I heard 107, but like 107, like I couldn't hear, I couldn't see. My, I'm pissed. But when they came in them over and they helped me break their fever and they gave me all that morphine and all this shit, I was like, yeah, I like this. I see why Michael Jackson. That was my, I've never had an IV before.
Really?
Never. That was my first time. But I will tell, the funniest part of this story was when they did the little CAT scan to see what was going on with my throat and or whatever. So he was like, hey, when I put this in your IV, you know, it's going to make your whole body warm. So I'm like, okay, cool. He was like, don't move. It's going to be kind of feel kind of funny. Just chill. So I'm like, all right, okay, cool. All right. So I thought he had did it. You know, like I'm just laying there looking straight, trying not to move. And then I heard a door open. And then he walked in real slow, like he was God or something. And I was like, damn, I thought you was still in here the whole time. Okay, fuck it. So then he says, okay, I'm about to shoot the stuff in your IV that I was telling you about. So I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I thought you already did that, but okay, cool, let's go. He shot that shit in me, and when I tell you, I thought I shit it on myself. Bruh, that shit was so warm going through my body. But since I'm laying down on my back, it just feels like it's rushing down the backside of my body, and it's stuck in my ass cheeks. And all I could think was that warm sensation was I just shit it on myself. I was like, I done shit it on these people table. I was like, I hope it was smelly.
Did he tell you what it was?
I ain't asked. I didn't even ask. But once I finally figured out that I did not shit on myself, yeah, I was quite happy. You know, my speech was so fucked up. It was a nurse that was so fine when I was waiting to get my CAT scan. I'm trying to talk to her, and she was just standing there like, I don't know what you're saying. Like, if I would have called y'all, y'all really would have been like, dude, what are you saying?
I know, when I saw 107, I'm like, damn, he about to die, because 107 is real.
Yeah, that's, it's like real high. But that's what I thought. It was actually 104.
Yeah, when I was like, dang, that's why I was like, go to the ER right now. Like, don't even play with it, because yeah, you on the verge of being out of here.
I didn't take my temp till I got to the emergency room.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't take that motherfucker. When she took it and she said it, I was like, damn, 107. So I just, everybody that was constantly telling me to go to the emergency room, I was like, let me go and take some forward going on, I don't know though. But that was just me just being out of it, really.
You know what they say was actually wrong? Like,
strep throat. I had grew a abscess. It grew on the left side of my throat, and it had swollen my throat shut. So if I would have went to the emergency room that night, it was a possibility that I could have stopped breathing in my sleep that night.
Yep, and then they would have to punch a hole in your throat right here in order for you to start breathing again.
Yeah. So I could have died if I wouldn't have went. So me trying to, like, my mom was like, don't go to the emergency room. I was like, my copay for the emergency room too goddamn high for me.
You don't have to pay that when you go in there.
And I'm broke. You know, like, I'm broke. You know, see, you always talking about your broke. You out of your show. Yeah. I was like, man, look, I don't want to spend shoe money at the emergency room. Them ain't Jordan. So yeah, I was trying to be hard headed, but I learned my lesson, man, you know. And when I went to my actual doctor to go, you know, get checked up on, because they gave me hydrocodone and some other stuff, and I felt all the side effects except for the rash and itching of hydrocodone, depression, suicidal thoughts. I was like, wow. I would never take this shit ever again in life. I
don't like pain meds, period. It's just something about them that just don't sit, like, right with me.
It's like, take it every 6 hours as needed. And I was doing that shit like I was supposed to take out work for 2 days. I only took out 1 day, which kind of almost bit me in the ass, kind of sort of, but I made it through that, and then I can talk again. So but yeah, it took me a while for me to get my voice back.
And this is this season right here, this one day cold, one day warm. It's like a lot of sickness. So I advise anybody, if you feel anything, go get checked out, because the flu kills people. People don't realize the flu will take you out of here.
I kept getting, you either get the flu or pneumonia.
Yeah, and both of those will take you the hell up out of here.
And I go through this shit like once a year. I think last year it kind of skipped me. But like I only get sick, like real sick, only one time a year. And it's usually around this time when the weather started changing and shit. But I've been taking all the precautions I can, man, because I swear I hate being sick and feeling helpless, man. And, like, I know one time I went to the doctor. They had the fucking, they gave me some shit, man. Like, the pills, they work, But like I was hallucinating and shit. It was like I was seeing shit.
I had the same thing.
And like I couldn't like problem. And I already can't sleep good. But like when I closed my eyes, it was like I was seeing like weird ass shapes and like all type of weird shit. And it kept opening my eyes. I was like, man, what the fuck is this shit?
That's why I could not take like. Mm-mm. I think I took it Sunday night. I took it Monday night, and then I took it Tuesday night. Tuesday night is when I was laying in the bed and I was just, I kept like, literally I was laying there and all I was thinking about was blowing my brains out. Like, you shouldn't even be living type shit. I'm just like, yeah, what the
those
fuck
is this? Those narcotics, they're nothing to play with. If I can avoid it, I think the last time I took them was when I had oral surgery. You ain't got no choice with oral surgery. You got to keep that stuff going. But other than that, I don't play with them. I don't get sick much other than chronic sinusitis, which is a son of a bitch in itself if you let it go that far.
Yeah.
But during this time, I called my doctor ahead of time. Hey, can you go ahead and send that Z-Pack and them antibiotics to the pharmacy? Because it attack. If you let it get to you, chronic sinusitis have you down for 7 days. Like, 7 shit, whole days. Real it's shit. No fun.
And I think a lot of people was hitting me like Monday or Tuesday? And they was like, damn, we thought you were playing when you said you was at the emergency room. I'm like, bro, like that shit, I wish it was a joke. You know, like I wish I was just joking, but I was dead ass serious, man. Yeah. I really almost
and
died.
It's men who don't want to... You have to beg me and almost beat them up to get them to go and get themselves checked out when they get sick because they think they can take a Tylenol and it's going to just like be all right.
We feel like we dying, but we going to lay our ass up in the house and get up. We going to get through it.
See, and they going to try to fight
and complain the whole time.
If it ain't broke, if our limbs not broken, hanging off, or we cut up or not cut up, shit, we going to lay our ass on that couch.
And mess around and die.
Man, I swear I've been close to this shit, man. That damn pneumonia. I had walking pneumonia.
Pneumonia is, look, my best friend almost died from that stuff. Like, it's no joke.
Yeah,
like,
this shit had me in the hospital for a week. And I knew I was fucked up because, like, I was walking to school with my fucking coat open. It was cold as hell. I ain't had no hat for one day. I was just not wearing the shit, just being an asshole. And fucked around and got sick. And, like, I had, like, all this green shit in my lungs. Mm-hmm. I was just coughing up mucus for damn near a week.
Man, I thought Mexicans had a strong immune system.
Nah, from all the oranges and stuff, you think they have a lot of vitamin C fight that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I was so able, like, from that. That happened when I was 14, and then, like, I had AIDS back in 07.
Omit this.
But listen. I had got over it, man, with just some rest and some orange juice, chicken noodle soup.
Yo.
It was over in about a week.
This nigga here.
No.
I hope y'all know this man just be playing.
It's just a joke.
Everybody, I know that's how I joke, man, but I want people to take me serious sometimes.
We might have some new listeners this week.
Did you hear him say cool. he had AIDS? Hey, you're gonna have some fools going trying to get a surplus of vitamin C. See if they flush it out.
Yeah, because really, man, it's like once you think you have AIDS, that's when it really started to kill you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when you laying in the bed, you just sitting on the edge of the bed and you looking through your phone, like, damn, who gave it to me? And you just thinking, like, man, I might have AIDS. And then that's when this shit just started creeping to your mental first, and then it go out through the rest of your body. And then. You know what I'm saying? See, that's how Magic Johnson got over. You know, he said he was like, well, shit, you know, maybe I don't have it. And he's still living healthier.
No, you can live a long time with it. As long as you take care of yourself, the medications, all that stuff, which I think is a...
Or you can just get cured. It's like a lot of orange juice, rest, chicken noodle soup.
Okay. Drink the chicken noodle soup and get you some orange juice.
It's my hair. All right, so... I'm pretty sure everybody by now has seen the Lil Wayne, Nightline or Dateline interview, and where they asked him about Black Lives Matter, in which I think his people put out a statement saying that he was asked after something was said about his daughter, so he was already irritated, but no reason for him to be irritated and say the things that he said. Now, what he said was he had no connection with Black Lives Matter. And I think a lot of people I turned off by the corporation, and they charged it against the movement.
Yeah, see, you that's know? The thing. Like, people don't understand with Black Lives Matter, it's not one and the same. You get what I'm saying? It's like one of it is like an organization that's by three women, and like they have something totally different, I think, than what actually.
Yeah, like their agenda kind of different.
Yeah, and it's like people put the two together when they two totally separate things. Which is it kind of brought on itself because I mean they both the same name and yeah. You know, they doing the same fighting for the same cause.
The corporation, a lot of people talk about how the corporation is corrupt. It is ran by white people and it's ran by a Jew and you know all that. That's all fine and cool. Like we talking about the movement. We talking about the black people out here protesting. The black people out here putting together, learning. What would you call learning meetings, you know, teaching people, educating people, you know, about what's going on and whatnot. And but I feel like Lil Wayne was way out of line for what he said. And even if it's like what Toya Wright tried to say, like what Slim was saying, he lives in his own bubble and you know, then a lot of people saying, well, he rich, so of course
he said that yeah. I'm a young black man, I'm a rich black man. As if that excludes him
from
what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Like, when he opened his mouth and said that, I lost all respect for Lil Wayne. I'm an emotional person, right? Because I'm a woman. So I will disconnect myself from a person if they do something stupid. And my best friend's trying to justify, maybe he was high. I don't give two shits about him being high. If you don't anything that's making you not be able to comprehend what's going on, then like T.I. said, no comment.
Yeah.
But you went on this rant talking about you can't relate. You don't know anything about that. It has nothing to do with you because you are a black man, but you rich and you got all these cars.
This is what killed it. This man said, you see that? That's a white man. He recorded me. I'm a nigga.
What? Exactly. I was like, what the? I lost so much respect for that man. Like, I just lost it for him. I'm like,
at the same time, this one, I'm going to give Night One to his props because the producer, he said, you can't expect for somebody who music doesn't reflect the conversation to speak in favor of what you want. You know what I'm saying? Music doesn't reflect the movement, so we can't expect for him to talk like that. And plus, I give him that. But to say the ignorant shit that he said, even after that, when he went on and was like, he pulled out the red flag and said, I'm a gangbanger. That's what I'm connected to. Now, that right there is some fucked up shit.
That was a slap in the face of all this stuff that has been going on.
First off, you're not a gangbanger, my nigga. You a cartoon character.
He looks like when he was hideous. That
it ain't even that.
No,
like,
he was ignorant and ugly.
Like, this is factual. Gangbangers are people who are out here banging over turf and colors.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga, you ain't never been in no gang wars. You know what I'm saying?
You been in the business since you was like 13. What are you talking about?
You ain't never said tripped on nobody. Like, don't even talk like you been out here on missions or you done put in work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you not even a part of the gang culture like that, my dog. Like, you exploited the shit to get the money that you got. You know what I'm saying? So, like, don't be talking greasy like you just out here doing it. Like, you ain't never did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you a musician. That's all you ever been.
But, man, I ain't mad at Wayne because I really don't expect him to understand. And I got like this point to a bunch of rappers and celebrities to the point that when they start talking shit, I kind of just tune them out because they really don't know what the fuck they talking about.
But yet when they speak this ignorance, their fan base,
the platform he has,
it's dangerous for him to speak that type of ignorance. Because somebody may say, you know what? Because I can easily say, I've never lived in a hood. I've never lost anybody to police brutality. So I can't relate. I can easily be that ignorant ass person.
Yeah.
Because I've never gone through it. But because I know better, I've researched, I watched what's going on, I relate because these are my people. I relate. And it hurts me as if it was a relative. That's not an excuse for him. He should have just said no comment.
I don't think I can get mad at this point because so many athletes have came out like with the, you know, it don't affect me. We beyond it. We passed it. or you know, it, you know, like saying that I'm rich, pretty much I'm rich and I don't deal with it, so it's not really my problem, and I don't have, you know what I'm saying, to talk about it, or I can say that it really don't affect me or that it's a non-issue. When really, man, they really aren't the ones that get affected by this shit until, you know, they had a run in with the law. So I'm tired of actually getting mad and like talking about, like having to explain why niggas is wrong, because they know they wrong.
Now, well, this raises a question. Are you saying T.I., what he posted?
Nah, I didn't see what T.I. posted.
What a great read. He didn't get like nigga this and nigga that. He
basically told him, you know, he was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You my partner, and I feel like I should address you on this situation and let you know that the words that you are speaking, you know what I'm saying, is not okay. You know what I'm saying? Because my kids look up to you, and I know there's other kids out here who look up to you, and they confused. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, you can't say my life matter because I'm rich.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, you a small percentage of rich black people.
Yeah, that's the thing. And like, that's like, okay, if T.I. went on to say that, like with the confusion part, because confusion really does play a huge role as to like why we be so disorganized and like don't really have unity, because we're confused. We don't know which way to go. We don't know who to follow. We don't know what ideology we're supposed to have.
Yeah.
And that is dangerous. And I get that point. And it's like, I just can't expect Lil Wayne
I'm not saying we should expect him
to be on the front line.
Yeah. Go and be the front line spokesperson for us. But the words that he spoke, ignorance is dangerous.
Yeah, but you do have to nip it in the bud. You do have to call him out on this shit and let him know he wrong.
And people were saying, if T.I. was a real friend, he would have called him. Like, it's two things that we don't know. We don't know if he reached out and talked to him behind the scenes. Like, we can't confirm or deny that right now. You know what I'm saying? That's something that they would know. We don't know that. So we can't rule out that it happened. But at the same time, he made these statements on a nationally televised TV show, right? Or publication. Let's just, because I don't know if it was on TV or not. But let's just say he made these statements on a nationally televised publication. And it's seen by the masses. Like, it's all over the internet.
Yeah.
The internet is a large place, right?
Yeah.
That information gets passed on, right?
Yep.
And then a lot of things get lost in translation. So it may get passed on to more ignorant people that he said even worse shit than what he said.
Yep.
So I feel like it's right for T.I. to call him out on a public platform to say, hey, you my guy, but I'm not going to let you go out like this. I want, like, if you're going to speak about it, educate yourself. And if you don't care about it, then don't talk about it.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, so I feel that. But then you get the people who say, well, I wouldn't do my friends like that. First off, my nigga, your friends, the biggest platform they get probably is social media. And it ain't going past 100, maybe 1,000 retweets. It ain't touching that many people. So, of course, you going to call them out on their bullshit behind the scenes. But my thing is, when people say things like that, it's the whole, we just trying to appear to be real bullshit. You feel me? Like, we only doing this so we can appear to be real. You know, like you keeping up a persona. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm going to call my friend behind the scenes because that's the real nigga thing to do. Fuck that whole little thought process of what a real nigga is, because being real is subjective. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, be a friend. That's what I would say. Me being a friend, calling you out on your bullshit. Like I had a homeboy who embarrassed this girl in public, called out her name. You think I'm finna talk to, wait till we get to the house to talk about that?
No.
Yeah. This might make this girl cry. Flatfoot disrespected her. You know what I'm saying? Because she didn't have time to. It wasn't even that she dissed him. She just didn't even have time to stop and talk to him at the time.
Yeah.
And he called her all out her name. I'm talking about had her bawling. I called him out right then and there. We ain't finna wait on shit. First off, we in front of a whole bunch of other people. I'm already guilty by association.
Yep.
I need to let you know that that's not right. I need to let these people know that I don't stand for that. I need to let her know that I'm not one of those friends who gonna sit here and encourage this bullshit ass behavior.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I could care less about if that was a real nigga move. Fuck that whole, the whole real nigga thing has us so lost. You know what I'm saying? On a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, being a real nigga lets a lot of men disrespect women.
Yep.
Being a real nigga lets a lot of people disrespect their elders. Mm-hmm. Being a real, like, just think about it. Mostly all the thing that comes with being real is negative. That shit don't help nobody. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to sit around and be real, you know, and be a real nigga, then you do that then. That's you. That's you. That's your prerogative. But you keep that shit the fuck away from me.
Yeah, it's like, man, we got to, like, really redefine what being a real nigga is, first of all. Because a lot of people don't really have that definition. Like, they think it's, like you said, being disrespectful to people and, like, having people fear you or, you know what I'm saying, using power to get over on people.
Being real almost comes with being criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great comparison. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, real shit.
No, that's what I'm thinking, because I've been saying for years.
When you think about it, who gets glorified? Like, the streets glorify people who go to jail.
And that's what they call a real nigga. Yeah, and I've been like saying for years that I'd rather have a real man over a real nigga, because I don't think y'all understand what y'all are making a real nigga out to be. I hate saying that word.
It's a bunch of bullshit, man. It's just like some old stupid shit. Like, you really ain't a real nigga unless you put in work, quote unquote. Like, unless you did some dirt, you been out in the street, unless you sold drugs,
and
unless you
shot somebody. That's the dumbest stuff in the world.
And niggas just eat that shit up, and it spiral out of control. You know what I'm saying? And that's not what being a real nigga is. But
even at the same time, I see so many people say ignorant things. Like, I seen somebody saying the other day, trying to challenge the thought process, which is okay, but I feel like they misinformed. And they was like, just because you read something don't mean it's a fact. It's because what they want to do is they want their opinion to mean more than facts, kind of. So it's like, I want to argue my opinion, and I want to tell you that just because you got some information that may be very much factual, is inaccurate.
But it go against what I believe.
But yeah, it's going against what my opinion is. So this is my defense mechanism that I'm using.
Yeah,
that's dangerous.
Yeah, it is, man. And it's like, man, if I ever get to that point, like, where somebody come to me with an opinion when I'm talking about some facts, I just have to ask them, do they want to learn or do they want to be right? Because if you want to learn, then you know what I'm saying, you have to shut the fuck up and listen.
Yeah.
But if you want to be right, then I just be quiet and I let you go ahead and talk.
I like
and
that.
Be stupid.
I like that. And I'm gonna tell you something. I tried to have a conversation with my black coworkers one day. We were on lunch and we were talking, and they were like, man, this shit ain't never gonna change. It's all gonna be the same. You know what I'm saying? These folk, you know, like, and I'm basically telling them, like, a lot of the things that's going on was premeditated, and the things that were put in place, it was things that were put in place to set us up to fail or to never get, you know.
And never get past a certain stature.
Yeah.
Like, some of us slipped through the cracks.
I'm trying to explain it to him, right? And he's constantly saying, man, no, fuck all that. But he was the first person that ran downtown when they was protesting. He even got a picture of himself when they were on the news. So I'm like, why did you go down there? If you think ain't nothing gonna change, why you go down there?
Maybe he was just being a social media butterfly.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like some people just do it for the likes.
If you don't think anything was going to change, why did you go down there, partner? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why I was like, I don't get why you gonna shoot down what I'm telling you, and I'm giving you everything that's factual, things that actually occurred in history, you know what I'm saying? And I'm breaking it down why it happened and how it affected us. You know, that's why I really can't get over when people say you should go vote because we gotta pick the lesser of two evils.
Or you should go vote because our ancestors died for us to have this right.
Yeah, the
right of freedom. We have a choice.
Man, look, our ancestors died, first of all, because they was black.
Yeah.
And because they had the audacity to want the full freedom that they should have been granted as human beings.
And you know what? They really didn't kill black people for voting. They took away the right to vote.
Yeah, from them.
Guess why? Mass incarceration.
It's people in Alabama right now that got like one minor felony and they can't vote for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Can't vote, period. So that's what I'm like. That's what I'm like. People are misinformed, so they say things and not know what the fuck.
And a lot of people don't even know why they're voting. All they know is that their parents are telling them, their churches are telling them, they grew up in these churches and they're telling them that's the right thing to do and you should vote. So, but why?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Day. There is no black electoral vote, right?
A black electoral vote? What you mean? Like in the Senate?
An actual one, like that's all it is, a black electoral college vote. No. It don't exist. You know why? Because it ain't enough of us that can vote. You know what I'm saying? No. So
yeah, that's right. And
I'm not telling people don't go vote because you still should go vote.
Yeah, go
vote,
do what
go
you
vote locally. Yeah, exercise your right. Like, this is my thing. I don't tell people to vote or not to vote. All I tell you, like, make your own decision. Make your own best informed decision. And don't shame anybody or talk bad about anybody for a decision that they may be different than yours.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing.
See, my thing is, I'm not telling you to go vote for the presidency. I'm not scaring you into voting for Hillary, the same person that refers to black men as
it was the children, the super predators.
Super predators, yeah. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm saying go vote locally, because I think a bigger change can come if we put people in the right positions who will look out for us. But I don't think any of us have done research on who to vote for locally.
Yeah,
because we're so concerned about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
And a lot of people, like, that shit is just a whole shit show anyway.
That's what it is.
And like, that was one of the things I wish we could do, is like have community organizations that like enlighten people on like the politics in the city, and like get people informed on decisions that could be made locally. Because like, really, a lot of us have a lot of power that we don't know that we could exercise, and it's like we could put a lot of pressure on our city leaders to, you know what I'm saying, get the city on the right track.
See, this is the thing. In order to have those meetings, we got to have them outside of the churches. I feel like that's the last place we need to go together.
No, actually, I think we need to go to the churches, because them the ones that's been like voting blindly and don't really know what the fuck they doing.
You think they pay us going to allow us to come in there and tell them what's really going on, and it's going against their pocket?
And see, this is the thing. If they do that, then we know what church, like, we can put the pastors on blast, and like, we can say, okay, we tried to do this and help these people, but the pastor got in the way of it, and like, we can say, okay, so don't go to their church, don't support that church, don't support this pastor, because he a snake.
Okay.
Straight like that. You know what I'm saying? And we can have people, if we have enough people, like, that's actually moving towards it, because I think, like, a lot of black people, once they see us moving and actually doing something, then they'll start to get on board. They don't want to get on board with things, like, while it's on the ground level. They want to see it, like, actually progressing and starting to do things, because, like, we are, like, result-driven people. Like, we like to actually see shit before we start saying, okay, yeah, now I can fuck with this.
And then it's another thing. We don't need a name.
It's like, we don't need a name or slogan. It don't gotta be like no catchy shit. We can just be like community, like regular normal people that have political awareness and like want to see enough change in our city and want to actually put our hold our city council and leaders accountable.
Memphis is predominantly black, but it makes me question how many people actually still have the right to vote. You know,
not many, because
I don't know. I don't know how the voting laws change in Tennessee once you become a felon,
but this is the thing. I got one chapter left on the new Jim Crow, and like they were saying, like, a lot of people who end up becoming felons sometimes don't even be guilty of the crime that they were charged with, but they get pressured into pleading out. Versus going to jail. Or going to court and facing these crazy long sentences that they plead out, you know what I'm saying? And they sign up to be felons just for freedom, but they really end up being treated like second class citizens, you know what I'm saying? And shame for the rest of their life. Not only from...
It's like a scarlet letter they have to wear.
Not only from jobs, but they also housing, you know what I'm saying? Like, most places ask you, you know, have you ever been convicted of a felony? Because... And they have the right to turn you down if you were. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things that go into that. And like they said, I think this should be a conversation that, you know, we should have, if not every week, at least once or twice a month, where you get people to gather together and it's all about learning. You know, like, if you willing to go to see Dr. Umar speak, you should be willing to come hear what we got to say. And I'm not saying maybe that we are him. And my thing is, I'm not saying that we him.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying we got to keep it going. We can't wait another year until he come back.
Yeah, it's like we sit around, like we go, like we get, we see the meeting, like we know it's coming, and then we build ourselves up for the big day, and then we go to it, we have fun, then like we go, we talk about it for about a day or the week after, and then after that, we just fall off, then we just wait till something else happens to get to make us
move. It needs to be something that we do on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying? Where we're learning stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just like me and Dave, like if you're listening and you interested, we want to do a book club here in the city of Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Where, Calvin, what you saying to meet?
Oh, shit. We was going to meet maybe just once or twice a month and just like discuss things we read, like have ideas of what we can do to help, you know what I'm saying, get the city on the right path and like help get black people more aware of the things that's going on, because I think that's the number one thing is like it's a bunch of misinformed black people that just don't know what's going on, why it's happening, how to change it. You know what I'm saying? They think that the shit is fucked up, but we can't do nothing about it. But in actuality, if we get organized, it's a lot of shit we can do.
Yeah, and the first place we're gonna start is November 19th at Club Renaissance. Can't think of the address.
Yeah,
but it's on Madison Avenue.
Madison Avenue.
It's across the street from Manglewood. So y'all come out. What, doors gonna open at 7. Show will start at 8.
Damn, man. 2 weeks away, man.
We are pressuring Slim to be on time. We are pressuring Tank to be on time, because y'all know women.
1588 Madison.
Go ahead.
But it's gonna be a great night. We're gonna have something in store after the show. I'm not gonna say it just yet, but it's gonna be a lot of fucking fun.
It's free to get in, you know what I'm saying?
And they will, like, the club serve food and drink, so if you get hungry, you want something to drink, you can go and support the black business. Just go and spend your little money there, man. Tip your bartenders, get your eat on, get your drink on, get your laugh on.
Once again, it is November 19th. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. 1588. I'm right?
Madison
Avenue. Right across the street from Manglewood Hall. It's like a parking lot that's off next to the club where you guys can park your cars. And admission is free. You don't have to dress up. You can come in and join. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, come as you are. It's just like church. We're going to have a service.
And we show going to be way better than the last one, you know. So we just ask y'all come in, y'all, like, come in, have a good time. I don't drink anymore, so y'all ain't gotta worry about me being belligerent drunk. So it's gonna be awesome. Super straight. I still ain't bought nothing to wear. I don't know.
The only thing I'm worried about is hair.
What, getting your hair done?
I'm on my natural journey now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a Florida Evans. So,
no, I think I'm gonna start my natural journey. I'm gonna let my hair grow, and then I'm gonna post the little natural journey pics, like, you know how the women had a month, you know what I'm saying, 6 months, and I'm going on a natural journey. I'm gonna see her grow some curls.
Slim gonna be able to tell you some natural hair products.
Have you?
And make sure you use black Jamaican castor oil, because that's the best thing you can use for hair growth. A lot of people are misunderstanding it. That's the best thing for hair growth, especially for natural people.
Like, have y'all seen?
Because you got all these argan oil and stuff like that.
Y'all seen that nigga's hair?
Y'all got that good hair because y'all mixed with Mexicans. Nah. So y'all hair not like Amistad like mine.
We got different dads. That nigga has great hair. Like, you seen it? Like, you see this man shit? Like, this man got like Troy Polamalu hair.
Yeah, he has that good hair. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't have this shit. When I grew my hair out, I had a fro. This shit was nappy as fuck. And I got tired of it.
That nigga got short polyma hair.
Yeah, like, that my shit is huge. Like, bro, man, I'll be slick jealous. But he was talking about he was going to cut it off. Like, bro, don't cut this shit out, bro. That's a chick magnet, bro. You're going to get plenty of bitches with your hair like this, dog.
Nah, but yeah, so I got to find something to wear. I'm trying to look nice, so for the ladies, you know, yeah, look nice for the ladies. Yeah. Nah, but like I said, we should have a good time. No, we are going to have a good time. I don't know why I said we should. We are going to have a good time. I still don't have a confirmation if Jay Gray is going to be in the building. He's married anyway, so I don't think y'all could.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. I don't think nobody really knew.
Nah, he ain't married.
Yeah, I know.
He's taken. He's coming law married.
Yeah, yeah, pretty
call
much.
Yeah. She said call married. Folks gonna be hitting him. Congrats. What the fuck? KP said y'all was married on the show.
Hey man, shout out to Jay, man. And Keisha,
shout out to Keisha, man.
Damn Snapchat filters.
Oh my God.
Be having me dying.
Get Keisha off of Snapchat 2016 and beyond. Have you seen no pictures?
I don't be online like that.
Oh, man, that's why I be telling be you, so man. Funny. You can't let the bullshit ruin the fun.
She
shit.
Puts all the fucking Snapchat filters on Jay, and this man just be looking like, I don't know why I signed up
for this. Oh, man, where is she at? Hold on. Yeah.
I think I did the dog ears and the flowers on mine.
Man,
I don't think he knew what was going on.
They had a baby in the filters and some more.
That's cute. I think kids are the cutest things on those filters. Oh. He nothing to do with it. That's so cute. Oh, that's so cute.
But yeah.
She missed the dog ears. What are dog ears for him and her?
She got him. She got him with something on another one. I'm trying to find it. Man, it might. So yeah, he want to get Keisha off Snapchat so bad,
Snapchat is actually fun, especially with those filters.
I like Snapchat. Well, I like the strippers I follow.
I don't follow that many people on Snapchat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Snapchat cool. I don't know how to put the filters on my picture. So
What you do? Turn the face forward camera. Turn the face forward thing and put it. And press the finger until you start seeing the circle go around
you
your face.
Android, so it might be a little different.
I got an Android too, but one thing I don't like
my joke.
I don't like my Android filters. They're like 10 minutes delayed when I'm talking. Like the song is like. I hate Snapchat on my Android. It's just horrible. But if you're going to do Snapchat, make sure you do still pictures. Even those look horrible on Android, but still do the still shots. Cause
yeah. I don't think
Snapchat
no
was made for Androids. I really don't think it was, but you know,
yeah,
I just feel sorry for y'all.
Yeah, I don't really just take a lot of pictures anyway, so it really don't matter. I just signed up there because I can get nudes unsolicited sometimes, and they disappear. You know what I'm saying? Women are a lot more comfortable with
sending the nudes on Snapchat.
And sending the videos because they disappear. Like, you can view them twice, and then they're gone.
They're gone film.
You can't view them twice. You don't view those things in your inbox.
You can view them twice. I still got one that show up, kind of.
Yeah.
Like if she sent me a snap message, I could see that picture, but only when she do that. I'm trying to find that one. But it wasn't even a nude. It wasn't a nude. It was just like a meme or something she sent. But it still show up though. Yeah, she had to send. Ah, right, see, look.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh, she was cute.
You really blew up the spot real quick.
My bad.
I didn't lie. But no, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is what it is. So, Snapchat forever and beyond for us.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it better than any other social media.
He want his lady off Snap.
At least the pictures don't last that long. They 24 hours later, they're gone. Unless you're saving them. Snapchat did come up with this saving stuff now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I really like how memory. Like I like the old way of saving pictures. Like it's so complicated.
Katie, now like you got to save it to the memories, then
I actually like Instagram version of Snapchat better than actual Snapchat.
I haven't been on Instagram in a long time.
Like I like their version better. Like it's more simplicity to theirs. As far as like watching the videos on there or whatever, watching IG stories. They call it IG stories.
Oh, Instagram. Snapchat should have just sold when they had the chance. Anywho.
Yeah. So, November 19th, Real Thinker Podcast, bring your ass out. We're going to go down. We're going to have fun. You know what I'm saying? It's a celebration. And we appreciate y'all for listening to the podcast. We do ask that you all share it on social media, share it with your coworkers, share it with your family members, share it with your friends. Do a lot of sharing, a lot of talking.
If you're tweeting about the show, make sure you use the hashtag so we can keep up with it.
We, you know, sports came back and kind of took over, so we was like, weren't gonna be able to live tweet like we used to, but as soon as sports are over, we're going to live tweet again. We'll go back to live tweeting.
Yeah, so that'll be like July.
Yeah. Yeah. So y'all wait on it, but I think I do plan on doing the hoodies real soon. I finally, since I'm doing the Memphis hoodies, I, you know, kind of got the connection on doing the hoodies now. So we'll do that. Hoodies and crew necks, y'all just support that. They will be in one color up first. And then if y'all support that, then we'll do other colors. And then, you know, keep it going and so forth. So I think that's all I got.
I don't have too much. Just if my future wife is listening, just please don't put me on child support. I'm begging you.
Oh yeah, Slim, any updates? You pregnant yet? Not yet.
No, I'm not pregnant. God has been with me.
Okay. We rooting for that one.
Get
Slim pregnant.
Yeah, man. And Tink, man, God, man, I really was rooting for Tink, man, for her happiness, and it just like kinda, I don't want to put the business out there, but she probably will explain more when she comes back up the whole situation. But man, kind of feel bad for Tink.
It's not over. You don't know.
I don't know. But I'm just saying for now, how she's saying, you know.
Till it's over.
We all feel like that at one point in time. And then we change our mind.
But I don't want to speak for Tink. Yeah. So I'd just rather wait for her to come in and let her explain everything.
You do this investigation. All right, Real Thinker Podcast, we out.